Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
'Twas the day after Christmas when all through the house, all the creatures were stirring, including the mouse. Stockings had been taken down in hopes that we'd be celebrating Saint Nick. And while visions of the Super Bowl danced in our heads, the only thing that arose was the Eagles' defense. And so, John Marks, Ike Reese, Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, Joe Giglio, Vince Quinn, and Ruben Frank all reacted to the day after Christmas. Chapter 1, the Oakland Raiders.
I don't know if we're celebrating a number one seed today. We'll talk about it. Eagles got the number one seed. It is an accomplishment. It is certainly a season accomplishment because what we saw last night was ugly, horrific, awful offense. We'll get to it in great detail with you today, 888-729-9494. Rich, I hope you had a good Christmas, bud. How are you?
An average person goes to the bathroom 6 times per day. I tell you what, last night watching that game, I wanted to go to the bathroom a lot more. I wanted to vomit my guts out.
That was awful.
Terrible.
That was Nick Foles was horrendous
Nick
last
Foles
night.
Is not Saint Nick.
I mean,
Nick Foles, unless miracles occur over the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I think last night showed us that things are bad. Things are worse than a lot of people expected. The forgiveness period, you know, my break-in period for Nick Foles is now officially over.
No, there's no more break-in.
He should be ready to go, and he's not.
We're kind of taking a big picture look at this thing because they won the game. It felt like they lost the game. And Vince, before we get back to how we all feel about this team right now, let's touch on Nick Foles here for a second, then we'll get to some phone calls. Nick Foles last night, the numbers are ugly. 19 of 38, he had less than 200 yards passing. He was just, it's not even anti-Nick. He played poorly last night. He was bad.
Yeah, even the biggest Foles supporter, if you look at that game and say that, well, it wasn't necessarily his fault or anything like that, you're just so blinded by this thing. He was awful yesterday.
Victory! And that's all that matters, ladies and gentlemen. 13-2, home field advantage, comes right through South Philly.
Yeah,
and that's a great feeling.
Like, something tells me a lot of our callers today won't have that same take, yeah. I guess I could say. But that's initially watching, that was such a bad game last night. Just to have to stay up that late to watch that game, I'm so glad they got the win. If they lose that game, that's one of the times you can't sleep, where it's just like, man.
It was a bad game offensively.
It was, yeah, no, defense was great. Defense was definitely great. Offensively bad. They got the win. They got the first round bye, despite how they won the last two games. They got the two wins, Ike, and that's it. We kept talking about we wanted adversity and we wanted close games and we wanted this and we wanted that. We got what we wanted, Ike.
Yeah, and then we found out our hearts can't take it. That's what we found out.
If this team doesn't win with defense that plays better than they've ever played before,
right,
they are not advancing to the Super Bowl. They may luck into, you know, just because of the simple fact they have to win one game.
Dude,
they may not get into the NFC Championship.
They may not win
game.
A playoff game.
It's very possible.
I mean, that
if they play like that, there's no way they win a playoff game.
Awful.
I mean, who are we? We're guessing we're playing the Saints or something.
Well,
imagine that.
It could be like
Nick Foles versus Drew Brees. Come on.
Yeah.
Look, terrible.
They could play the Saints. They could play anyone basically but the Vikings.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, it was awful. Look, we'll get into it all today, 888-729-9494. So much to react to. Obviously, the good, the bad, the ugly. There was a lot of ugly. There was a lot of bad. There was good. The defense played a great game. Defense won the game. There's no question. This is not to just completely gloss over a tremendous defensive performance. I mean, throughout the game, they were stopping the Raiders. And then when they had to either keep them out of field goal range or literally take the ball away to prevent Oakland from just kicking a field goal to basically take a three-point lead, they kept taking the ball away. I mean, it was an absolutely unbelievable defensive performance. So we're not
really
we're not shoving that aside. All right, not shoving that aside.
The defense was, I mean, they played out of their minds.
Tremendous.
And that's the only way we win that game.
Yeah, it's the only way the Eagles win the game. So, listen, not shoving it aside, not saying we're not talking about it. It's on the table. But there is no question the headline coming out of that game is that Nick Foles was a disaster.
He was as bad as I ever remember watching him. Now, I know he had some bad games in St. Louis when he got traded away. But as far as in an Eagle uniform, I think that was the worst he ever played. You know, I know his second year, because the first year was just so magical with the 27-2 that everyone will always talk about. The second year, it felt like they were winning and he wasn't playing very well the first half of that season. But he didn't have games like this. Last night, there were stretches where you didn't know if he could complete a pass, if they could move the football, the interception, another one that go through someone's hand. Nick Foles, we've been talking about Nick Foles for 3 weeks here in this town. And I feel like we all kind of talked ourselves into, all right, if this goes well and this goes right and Nick does, he just moves the offense, does his job. Last night was like all of our worst fears come together with Nick Foles at once.
Yeah. And you know what? For Foles, this was the best cast that he's ever had. Think of how deep the offense is in terms of talent. Like, this is better than the Chip Kelly team. So for him to come out and play that poorly against a bad defense, it really popped the bubble. Because you know what it is? It's the Raiders. It's the fact that they played the Oakland Raiders, the same team that they put up 7 touchdowns against with Nick Foles all those years ago, to have the Raiders come into town and make Foles not just look like a backup, but look like a guy that doesn't belong as a backup. It's a real reality check.
They were 23rd in the NFL in passing yards allowed. That's not a good defense. It's one thing if a good defense came in here and shut Nick Foles down. I think we'd all kind of nod along and say, okay, I had a bad night. That's a bad defense. And they came in here and they beat up Nick Foles and they beat up this Eagles offense. And it's just hard to believe as we sit here now on this December 26th, even though home field advantages the Eagles, even though it's all in front of them, it's hard to imagine that team we watched last night get to a Super Bowl.
Nick Foles is not Carson Wentz. Rejoice.
Here's what you're going to have,
Mike. Rejoice.
Like, these guys try to play it off like, no, like they have the grin on their face when they're talking, the bleep-eating grin, where they're like, no. Why would no? Like, no, they got what they wanted. Nick Foles didn't look great, and the Eagles still won the game.
Yep.
They got exactly what they wanted.
So they are reaffirmed that Nick Foles is not Carson Wentz. Just keep saying that to yourself today.
Well, last week,
Nick Foles is not Carson Wentz. I think last week some of them thought he was Carson Wentz.
That's what they were afraid of.
Yeah, that's. I think that may have been. That may have scared a few people.
You know what the truth is, though, like that he's somewhere in between. It's just where in. But is he closer to Carson Wentz, or is he right in the middle, or is he down towards not being good? I think it depends on the week.
And see, here's the thing with me, because I've been a glass half full guy all year with this team. They haven't done anything to upset me this year, even with the 2 losses that they've had. I still have not been upset, even with some ugly wins that they've had. I still haven't been upset at this team. They've given me nothing but joy this year. And when I look at the way they won last night, guess what? They found another way to win. So in the last 3 weeks, here's what I found out. They went to a hostile environment on national TV in Seattle and didn't play very well. We wanted to see how they can handle their first bit of adversity. They go to one of the most lethal offenses the following week. When you come to complete offenses, running the ball, throwing the ball, and they win a shootout there on the road, and what most of us deemed a must-win game. Then they play the hapless Giants for a third straight road game with the backup quarterback. And we're all wondering how we're going to put 10 points on the board with Nick Foles as the quarterback. Defense needs to pitch a shutout in order for this team to win another football game the remainder of the year. Well, guess what they did? Defense didn't show up for a half, and they still put up 34 points last week on the road in an ugly game.
And that's a massive problem for a football team that just a couple weeks ago looked to have the inside track to getting the Super Bowl. Look to have, really, for one of only 2 or 3 times, I think, in our lifetime, maybe 4 or so, a really legitimate chance, like really legitimate, to win the Super Bowl. And now to know that Carson's up there in the booth, Nick's playing on the field, he looked horrendous. I mean, they were basically in the second half. Like, I wanted to just, I mean, I don't know if I was supposed to cry because Wentz wasn't in there, or scream, or what. Like, John, I just, Peterson said it after the game. I don't blame him. I just wanted to see the Eagles get a freaking first down. Like, they, I mean, they couldn't.
Well, they didn't. You know what they did? They went out. They got a first down due to penalty on their the first play of the second half.
Right.
And then at the 2-minute warning, they hadn't accumulated another first down the entire half.
They couldn't even get a first down.
Remember how we used to control the ball?
Yeah.
We were the best team in the league in time of possession last year, best team in the league this year. We just got outclocked by the Oakland Raiders.
Well, it's what happens when you can't, when your offense
can't. We only had 25 minutes of clock.
Well, I mean, it's what happens when your offense can't get a first down.
Nick Foles was 0-for completions-wise on third down.
I can't remember a team like this in recent memory where they walk in the playoffs, they're the best team, best record, home field, and you're like, nah, nah, not happening.
Yeah, it's, this is a team that they're just not the same. And as much as you want to believe, you look at games like last night, you look at the Giants game, and those doubts just keep creeping deeper and deeper into your brain.
So after the game last night, Doug Peterson, you know, got to the podium and he started his post-game press conference. And Doug tried to downplay a little bit of what it was and try to give the big picture take. Look, we won the game. Here's Doug Peterson trying to explain whatever that was, 19-10 last night.
We found a way to win. Bottom line, found a way to win. I'd love to win 40-3 or 34-28, but sometimes you're going to be in these games, and you know, we gotta be hard on ourselves as coaches and players, looking at this film, moving forward, and get things fixed offensively.
Boy, better. They better get the Nick Foles thing fixed. I, more than anything else, the Nick Foles supporters out there, and there have been many. It hasn't really been you, Vince. It hasn't been Jack. It hasn't been me. But there have been them out there. I'm sure people listening right now are Nick Foles guys. They like Nick Foles. They believe in Nick Foles. The Nick Foles fan this morning has to not feel very good. Has to feel like things are not what they need to be right now.
Can you think of anything from last night's game that Foles did well?
No. Not one thing.
This team has won in a variety of ways this year. A variety of ways this year. You know what the one common thing is? Winning. Winning. And now they have the number one seed. And as long as they keep winning, they'll be playing at home until they head to Minnesota. That's what I found out over the past couple of weeks. That's what I found out. We can nitpick all we want to. Gives us something to do. We gotta earn our paycheck. But the bottom line is, if you want to sort of snap back, just remind yourself this is a 13-2 team with home field advantage. That's all. I don't know what more you could ask for. I don't know. I don't know. But just remind yourself they are 13-2, and they have home field advantage, and we're in the playoffs.
And what do we like? What do we talk about after Carson Wentz goes down with an injury, right? And everybody's like, "Oh my God, we're not going to go to the Super Bowl." What did we say? We stood up tall in this city, and we said, "Hey, listen. Worry about getting the number one seed first. Don't worry about the Super Bowl. Just worry about getting the top seed in the conference first."
Mm-hmm.
Check. Now they have to worry about two home playoff games. You don't know the matchups. You're not going to know until next week. All you got to do is worry about the first game first.
That's all you got to worry about.
Get the win. Then you worry about the second game. You don't even have to worry about what's happening. You get all you need is one home playoff win against a team you should win on your home field at the link.
And that's all I asked for at the beginning of the year. Give me a home playoff win.
I mean, we're lucky that Ertz isn't out for the year on either a rib shot or a back shot or a kidney shot or some shot, because he took a vicious shot. Alshon Jeffrey, bad throw to him near the goal line.
Should have been caught, though.
Possibly should have been caught, but not a good
throw.
He's
supposed to catch those. That's why you bring him in. What about the massive catch radius?
I know, but not a good
throw. It's not just Nick Foles. Our offense stunk, and the play calling stunk. There was one drive, the second drive of the game, where we put together, I think it was 9 straight runs. And then when I'm expecting a run the very next play, it's like a play-action screen, and that's what Jay Ajayi scored on. And after that drive, I said, this is what the Eagles must do to win in the postseason. Predominantly run the ball with all three backs. Let that O-line open up massive gashes for people. And we didn't see it again.
No,
but the rest of the game, it vanished.
Yeah. But here's the one thing I'll say in Doug's defense in that. When he would run the ball after that drive, they weren't even running it effectively. I mean, they just weren't. And when they would, there would be a penalty to bring the whole thing back.
Like, yeah, every time some ticky-tack penalties,
I agree with you on that.
But
offensively, that was a disaster. Now, I know
the Oakland Raiders jammed the box because Nick Foles proved to them that he couldn't make plays through the air.
Foles got so exposed last night, John.
Oh.
He got so
exposed. Against the 22nd-ranked Raiders defense, you can't move the ball? Listen, I'm all for being positive. I believe there's a real place for that. But if you're going to go out, if you're going to try to tell me that this team can win the whole shebang with that guy playing under center, you're kidding yourself. You are delusional.
I understand Nick Foles is not Carson Wentz. He's not close. I know all of that, but haven't we seen that this team, you lose Darren Sproles, you lose Jason Peters, you lose Jordan Hicks, you keep winning football games, you lose Carson Wentz, and haven't lost a game since then. Don't they get some kind of equity for what they've done over the last 3 months? People are so quick to give up on this football team that's, by the way, what, 13-2 at home over the last 2 years? 13-2 at home, the number one defense in the NFL as far as allowing points at home over the last two seasons, 14.8 per game. And you don't have to win 55-14 to advance. You got to win by 1 point. And if it's ugly, it's ugly.
No. The passing was incredibly inaccurate.
Yep.
He had that terrible third down play where he throws the ball away. He takes a really ugly sack on third down where he loses, 16 yards or something.
We tried to run around back there, which is not going to work.
No, it was a Wentz imitation.
It was.
And it was a poor imitation. So there's nothing. You can't hang your hat on anything from Nick Foles yesterday.
He was bad. And when the Eagles look forward here, he's like, this is the thing about Nick Foles. He is what he is. He's the quarterback. And if they're going to get there, they're going to need to play well around him. And that's been the theme here for 3 weeks. But I think we all, when we said that, we said it with the idea that Nick Foles was going to play at some sort of decent level, right? Like, they can get by and they can win on defense and special teams and running the ball if Nick Foles plays at a representative level. That's not a representative level last night. That's bad. 19 of 38 for 163 yards. That's bad quarterback play. And they can't get to a Super Bowl. Heck, I don't think they can win a playoff game if he plays like this, regardless of them being at home, being the number one seed, whoever comes in here. That team that we watched last night is not a playoff winning team.
Oh, my God, it's going to be a long couple weeks, Ike.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he'll be breaking down this game for the next 4 or 5 days. Yeah, I can't wait till we break down Nate Sudfeld and the backups next week for a whole week. And then we'll finally find out who our opponent is in about 2 weeks. Somewhere around, you say, January 8th, I believe it is. January 7th, we'll find out who our opponent is.
Yep.
And then we can start to look forward to the first home playoff game here since we played the Saints back in 2014. We'll find out who that is. So before I start worrying about who I don't want to face, we'll allow it to play itself out through wild card weekend and see if those home teams can take care of business at home, or maybe we'll be playing the 6th seed.
Which is definitely a possibility.
Or the 5 seed.
You look at this conference.
We don't know who we'll be playing in that round.
Everybody's very, like, the Rams look really good. Any of the NFC South teams could beat you on any given week. Any of them, they could. And you look at the Eagles, you look at the Vikings. The Vikings, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the Vikings defense is the most impressive thing that I've seen among the units of any of the teams that are in the playoffs right now. That Vikings defense is legit. Yeah, let's just enjoy it. I think that's how I feel today. I know there's issues with this team right now. They're not perfect. They need to do a lot of different things. They need to play better. Nick Foles needs to play better if they're going to win in the playoffs. I know that.
Without
today, I want to enjoy it. Like you said, 13-2, and they earned it.
Guys, this is upon us. Unless miracles occur and Nick Foles becomes something he's not, we're not going to win.
888-729-9494. It's a day of reaction. John Rich and Jenna Cameron, we're in here day after Christmas. Happy to be with you. Obviously, want to rock the calls, and we will all day. 888-729-9494. Doug Peterson's press conference at noon. Rodney McLeod at 1. The defense did play a tremendous game. Defense bailed him out. There's no doubt about it.
Totally.
Time's yours at 145.
And you know what?
Our time's yours machine is working.
Hey, good. We can win with that type of defense. And Gru even said it. It was cool what he said about he hasn't seen a defense this good in the city of Philadelphia since Jerome and Reggie.
How about that?
And he said, defense, great defense can take you a long way.
But you know what? In the
Our
first
defense
down,
was great.
In the playoffs, you need to be able to get a first down.
Well, that's the thing.
Forget
you
points.
Need great defense in conjunction with a great quarterback. In most cases,
John,
in most cases,
I had Jim Moore in my head last night because he was asked about playoffs. Playoffs? I'm thinking points. I'm thinking points.
Just get a first down.
I just hope we can get a first down.
It was 10-10, 10-10. Hey, and by the way, home field advantage. What did that amount to yesterday?
Yeah,
I was disappointed in the crowd.
I was disappointed. I was really annoyed with the boos. I thought the boos were out of line.
Booing right out the gate.
Especially how early it happened. I agree with you, John.
And then total silence. We tie the game up with a field goal, and you could hear a pin drop.
If we asked this question 2 weeks ago, do you still believe the Eagles can get to the Super Bowl with Nick Foles? It was like 90-10. Like, yeah, of course they can. It's Nick Foles. Now that feeling's not there.
You know what it is? It's this myth of stepping up. People just want to talk stepping up into existence. The defense will step up and everything will be fine. The skill position, they'll step up and everything will be fine. Just to get, 52 other people to all at the same time step up? Good luck.
It's hard. It's hard to do. And sometimes you are what you are. And I thought the defense did step up last night in the second half, yet they still... That game was 10-10 with a couple minutes to go. So the defense did exactly what you asked them to do, and it still was a mess.
Here's the deal. Just pull back for one moment from our frustration of what we saw last night. I know that fuels the booing. I understand that. It's a 12-2 football team with a season of attrition from an injury standpoint.
13-2.
No, I'm talking about earlier in the game. Earlier in the game. It's a 12-2 football team, clearly without their star quarterback Carson Wentz, their linebacker Jordan Hicks, the left tackle in Jason Peters, the running back in Darren Sproles, Maragos, the kicker in the beginning of the year, Wisniewski. It's like, and people are going to boo in the first quarter? Really? They're 12-2 and you're going to boo in the first quarter? Come on. That was lame. That was really lame.
I'll tell you
that
what.
People booed last night.
I thought so too.
That early in the game. I thought that was awful.
I hated it. I was so looking forward to the crowd being a huge part of this game advantage-wise, and they took themselves out of the game. Like, they took themselves out by not being so boisterous that the Raiders jumped one time due to noise. I expect more. You know, like, I think we have the best crowd in the league, and they didn't show up yesterday. There was a malaise across the board.
Listen, I don't want to be preaching all day, but, you know, we spent all these months in the offseason hoping and wishing and just wanting to be in position to be in meaningful football games in January. We're tired of watching the party from our couches, watching other teams, hating on other teams, being happy that so-and-so lost, that so-and-so is not going to win another Super Bowl, or so-and-so didn't win a playoff game. No, we can focus on our team. So, you know, they have the number one seed right now. Whomever wins in the first round is going to have to come here the following week. And I'm happy about that. I'm ecstatic about that. Now, I'll sit here for the next 4 or 5 hours, however long we're going to be here today, and I'll listen to everybody nitpick and bitch and complain about the offense from yesterday. Have at it. Have at it. All I know is I got a good Christmas gift last night. My team's got the number one seed, and we got home field advantage. And none of you Scrooge McDucks are going to ruin that. So, bring your lunch pail and your hard hat and a flashlight, because that's the type of day it's going to be today if you feel like you're calling up today with a bunch of negativity. We welcome all calls. I'm just saying, I got a big-ass fly swatter in my hand.
888-729-SWAT. 94-94. Marks and Reese live from Chickies, South Philly. Well, also, we're going to try to get an update on Howard's knee. If he hurt himself, Howard Eskin's knee, took a shot last.
Man down! Man down!
On the sideline.
Man down!
Yeah, so I think he's all right. But like, I saw he was fighting with, was it Emmanuel Acho on Twitter? He's fighting with him anyway. Yeah, if you didn't see Howard Eskin, he got rolled on last night and took a tumble.
And that should have been a flag.
That should have been a flag
when it got it through Torrey. I think it was the first play of the game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was clearly unnecessary.
Yeah, I mean, he slammed Torrey Smith out of bounds and took out Howard Eskin. Now, we'll give you 5 yards for that in your favor.
So it's only a 10-yard penalty.
Yeah, it's only a 10-yard penalty.
They're going to be beat up now for the next 3 weeks. People, I don't think you're going to see more than a few people pick them to win more than a game. Like, they're going to be that team that everyone's like, yeah, they're cooked.
Yeah, there's nothing that changes it either, because even if they go against Dallas next week and they just rip Dallas to shreds, they could win 70-3. Doesn't change anything.
Nope.
Because it's all backups. It's against a team that's not motivated, and so it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, and nothing matters till they kick off in that divisional round, and none of us are going to know how they're going to play. You know, some teams you get a feel for what they are week in, week out, and we had that with the Eagles, but now I don't. I can envision a scenario where they play a decent game in the divisional round, and Nick plays at a, you know, an acceptable level. I could also envision what happened last night happening again against a really good defense like Carolina or New Orleans had a good defense this year. I have no idea what they're going to give us. And that's because the quarterback is so unpredictable. Like, Carson Wentz became pretty predictable. He was going to make some plays. He was going to play well, protect the football. I have no idea what Nick Foles will show up in the playoffs, though I imagine it's going to be closer to what we saw last night than anything we saw 4 years ago.
Listen, if you feel it makes you feel good to pick apart the offense, I'm not going to fight with you about the offense today. I'm not going to fight
Here's
with you.
Here's how it worked.
Have at it.
2 weeks ago, the offense bailed the defense out. All right, and the defense played a lot better in the second half.
Yep.
Last night, the defense bailed the offense out.
Completely.
All you're going to need, and we don't know what we're going to get come Sunday or Saturday in the playoffs, is you need both units to play well.
Yeah. And we'll talk about what the plan is for Sunday, because Doug hinted at guys playing in this meaningless game Sunday, and I don't agree with
get
that.
Get your popcorn ready, yeah, Nate Sudfeld.
I do not agree with that.
Well, I think second half maybe. But, yeah, we have plenty of time to get to all that. We're going to start with your phone calls, 888-729-9494. At Twitter, Marks Reese, WIP. And I put up my own poll earlier.
Uh-oh.
It was just will most people be celebrating or complaining today?
Oh, yeah,
77% said complaining.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I don't know if that means that they want to complain or they want to celebrate.
Or those people are just voting to say that's what people will be calling.
That's what people will be calling to do.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to put our own poll up at Marks Reese WIP. We'll do that coming up. We'll take your phone calls. Mike Quick at 3 o'clock because it's Tuesday, the day after a game. We weren't on Monday, but still Tuesday. So we have a mix of our Monday and Tuesday guests. Jalen Mills, 4:30, played well after, again, he bit on the Amari Cooper. And that was really the only offense that Oakland was able to get in the passing game, at least.
Boy, like he bit like a, I don't know, a bass or I don't know what the hell it was, but my goodness.
So chapter one closes with a lot of doubt and a spark of optimism. As far as the criticism of Nick Foles, well, we've only just begun. Join us for chapter two, the Dallas Cowboys, as we continue to tell the story of the underdogs. The 2017 Eagles playoff run, as told by the voices of Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.